the injury update here. We've got Brendan Langley was limited today. Cody Lattimore was limited. Obviously, Paxton Lynch was DNP. Bradley Roby was DNP, the same ankle as last week. Jamal Charles was DNP with a vet day. Talib was DNP with a vet day. And Domantas Peko was DNP with a vet day. Questions?
Hey, Coach. Hey,
how are you?
Good, because about 40,000 active duty troops and 80,000 veterans, I'm hearing from nearly all of them.
Sure. Yeah.
How do you address that particular crowd going forward?
Well, obviously, you know, I've addressed this on two different occasions, and, you know, my personal stance I've stated. I've also stated the player stance, and in my opinion, talking to the players, the kneeling was never directed to the military. Now, this thing has grown. It's evolving every day. And I'm not sure, you know, we all know what it's about anymore. And that's the issue, in my opinion. But, you know, our players, you know, they have great respect for the military, in my opinion. So that was not the initial cause, if I stand corrected on that. But, you know, it's getting to be a confusing topic. And, you know, I said Monday that politics and football don't mix. And, you know, I want to keep it separate from our team. But obviously it's an issue, and, you know, we've got to address it.
With the bye week coming up next week, mm-hmm. I know you guys treat every game big. But
sure.
How much can be said about momentum when you go into that, I mean, really early break this season for you?
Well, obviously, winning obviously, you know, gives you momentum, you know. And, you know, obviously having to break this early and, you know, coming out of it with a win—that's critical, you know, for us. But having a bye early, it doesn't matter. You know, our focus is the Oakland Raiders, and that's Sunday afternoon. That's our only focus right now. It's the game Sunday.
Around here, obviously, the Raider week has always been big for the fans, and I think kind of died down a little bit with the players because Oakland wasn't quite there. Now they're there again. Mm-hmm. You kind of see that rejuvenated.
Absolutely, it's always been a, you know, great rivalry. You know, and that being said, you know, both teams are 2-1. It's a divisional game. Both teams lost last week, so it's going to be a fun game Sunday to watch. I promise you that.
I'm sorry. What are your thoughts on Red Miller's passing? He was an icon here.
Yeah, I talked to Coach and his wife. I think back in May, when he was put into the Ring of Fame for the stadium there. Obviously, you know, our prayers go out to him and his family, and you know, we pray for him.
Your tackles have gone up against some pretty steep competition.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel they fared, and how do you think
mm-hmm.
they'll do against the
right? They've competed, you know, well against the speed rushers, and, you know, that's a huge issue in this league. You know, blocking speed rushers every week. Obviously, Mac is a special player. So, you know, that being said, you know, we have a game plan to block Mac. You know, it won't just be on those guys to block him, you know, one on one all the time. Now, again, you can't help both guys. So, from time to time, they have to do their job and block him one on one. But it's twofold. You know, schematically, we have to help those guys from time to time, and the player has to play, you know, against that guy one-on-one from time to time.
Von Miller and Cleo Mack, both great edge players.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest difference between the
two? Wow. It's not much, in my opinion. I mean, he's a bigger man than Von. I think Von's a better space player than he is. But they're both guys who can wreck the game. You know, if you don't account for those guys with your scheme, you know, and obviously players blocking them one-on-one, it can be a long day for you.
The Raiders, they struggled last week, but how important is it to kind of underscore day? This was a 12-14, 2-1. It's a very good team.
Right. They struggled. We struggled. You know, so I don't want to hear about their struggles, okay? We struggled also. So that won't be an issue, you know, for both teams. But, you know, it's a big game for both teams. It's a divisional game. It's a home game for us. So for us, it's a 2-for-1, you know, so – I don't want to hear about their struggles. We struggle enough for both teams.
Speaking of that, there are some, I think, 4 25-yard passes against your secondary. What was the issue there?
The issue there was just execution, you know, and they had a good game plan versus our coverage. You know, most teams, if they play us in normal splits, you know, we can go out there and jam those guys and win our one-on-ones. But they condensed the splits. And they forced us to have great eyes, you know, as far as run and pass game, and we didn't have great eyes. So that led to big plays in the pass game. You know, the boot action obviously, you know, gave us issues as far as, you know, our defensive backs not putting their eyes in the right spots. You know, seeing a run, it wasn't run, it was pass. So they did a great job of game planning against us.
Coach, are you any closer to a decision on left guard, or are you going to just keep doing what you're doing?
I think we're satisfied with that position, you know, with both guys getting reps, you know. So it's been really good for us. It's kept both guys fresh, and going forward, it'll probably stay the same.
How does Paxton Lynch come along with his recovery, and is there any sort of timetable on
that? Right. Paxton's rehabbing hard every day, you know, and obviously it's a throwing shoulder, so we want to make sure he's 100% healthy before we bring him back to the field. So I'm not sure, you know, but he is rehabbing hard, and he's getting better every day. Well, it's huge for us because, you know, we break our season up into four quarters. So this is the fourth game of the first quarter. So to be 3-1 in the fourth quarter is huge for us. You know, we've talked about that, you know, getting off to a great start, which leads to, you know, the future being bright for us. So it's a huge game for us.
But the NFL has tweaked its wording quite a bit in the last few years to help better define a catch and kind of thing. Are coaches and staffs any closer to truly understanding that, or does this continue to be kind of a perplexing deal?
I don't know. You know, I've watched a lot of football, you know, in my days, and I don't know, you know. And obviously the play we had on Sunday with Emmanuel Sanders, I mean, it can go both ways, you know. And they made a point about him not finishing the catch, and I can see that because he caught the ball, he was turning, and he never really gathered himself as far as being upright. So I can see that point. So that call can go both ways. So
it can be confusing.
That doesn't bother me.
Because you could also say that he took two steps as well while he was kind of.
Here's what I would say about that. He should have caught the ball, right? He catched the ball. Not a conversation.
We know the fans love a rivalry as a coach, as players, as an organization. What makes a good rivalry?
What makes a good rivalry? I think when both teams are competitive, you know, and Sunday it's going to be fun. You know, both teams are 2-1. You know, obviously Oakland's a playoff team. We want to be a playoff team. You know, both teams have you know, star players on their roster. So I think to make it a rivalry, you know, both teams have to win some and lose some. And obviously both teams, we split last year with this football team. So it's a real rivalry in my opinion.
Time for a few more for the coach.
You mentioned the struggle.
Go ahead, Nikki. I skipped Nikki last time. I got to go back to Nikki. Okay.
What is the key to trying to stop a guy like
Marshawn Lynch? It's the gang tackle, this guy. You know, the best thing he does is break tackles. I mean, he averages after contact 3 yards. That's a special talent he has. So we have to gang tackle. You know, we have to chase the ball, and you can't assume the first guy's got him, because if you do that, the first guy's not really going to get him all the time. So we have to put in effort, you know, and chase the ball. That's the main thing.
With the struggles you mentioned then today, are you pleased with the mindset that you've seen today from the players and putting those behind them?
Yes. I thought today was better than last Wednesday. Last Wednesday was not good. We practiced, but it wasn't with the spirit that we have practiced with. Today, we've gotten back to that, you know, so I can feel it, they can feel it. So hopefully our urgency is back, you know, to win, and we're desperate to win again. That's the key.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right. Bye-bye.